Well, yes, listeners, Mother's Day was last Sunday, but we have a wonderful story to bring you that relates to Mother's Day and maybe any important numbers of days of the year. We have a returning guest with us this morning. Welcome back, Mary Nelson.
Thank you.
Mary's a receptionist in the SUNY Upstate Department of Radiology, but that's not really why she's here. She's here for a program she does every year relating to kids and education, and actually to talk about her experience with, Mary, of all things, the Regis and Kelly Show.
Yes, yes.
Tell us how that came about.
Well, unbeknownst to me, my SUNY Upstate family and friends, they knew this producer of the show contacted them, and they came to Syracuse last May 2nd, and they surprised me on my job with a truckload of Ashley furniture.
Wow, great.
I passed out behind it. But anyway, they flew me to New York City the following Tuesday to be on the show, which was taped on last Wednesday. When going to the show, I was really saying, you know, they can't do no more. They did so much for me in Syracuse. They can't do anything more. And I can get out and talk about my event, let everyone know what we're doing here in Syracuse. So I was really preparing myself to go to the show for that. When I went to the show, they brought me out on stage. And unbeknownst to me again, here go my upstate family and friends come out on stage from Syracuse.
Wow.
They bust them all down for the show. And they surprised me with some more school supplies. And what really threw me off my feet again, $50,000. I thought I was going to faint again. But I held on. But it was a really very humbling experience. So now I could do more. I could start now. Instead of waiting for my different sponsors to give me June and July, I could start now buying the things I need for my Youth Day Barbecue.
Oh, that is just fabulous. Now, I want our listeners to understand about the Youth Day Barbecue. Of course, we were here a year ago talking about it. But this grows bigger and bigger every year. Let's talk about the goal of your program.
My goal is, I really don't have a goal, to be honest. I really don't have a goal. My goal for me to tell you what I want for all our children is to know that education is the turn to violence. Mm-hmm. And people always ask me all the time, well, Mary, what's your symbol with the backpack? It's no symbol. The symbol to me is a backpack to hold the book of knowledge. Mm-hmm. When those carry those books around, they're carrying their books of knowledge. What they're going to maintain, what they hold upstairs. And they're going to take that and go further with their education. I'm hit the goal for 10,000.
10,000.
I'm hit the goal for 10,000.
Which is 10,000 kids.
You got it, and their parents.
Yes.
I can't leave their parents out. Their parents is mean just as much to me as their kids, because I just can't take your child and do everything for him and send him back home to your environment, mm-hmm. because it's not going to help him. So also, when I bring the parents out, I make them feel special too. So my community comes together.
So the whole idea here, mm-hmm. if I understand it correctly, is that you feel like education is the key to someone's future.
Yes, yes.
And whatever you can do to support their education by providing them with the supplies they need to get that education.
Yes.
But you had your own very sad experience that led you to this, didn't you?
Yes, I lost my nephew in 2002. And my nephew was a good kid. He was a good kid. And I had him in school at ITT Tech. Mm-hmm. I had him in school. He was doing so great. Me getting that phone call late that night and said he was shot. I said, what do you mean? He was shocked. My nephew's doing the right thing. You could be doing the right thing, but in the wrong place.
Yes, that's right.
And that took a lot from me. And I said, what can I do more to help other kids? And when I started this in 2002, I never thought that it would get to where it's at right now. It just went everything I imagined. People said, well, you got $50,000. You got what you want. No.
No, it's never enough, is it?
No, what I got? I was able to make everybody know what we're doing here in Syracuse.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that other cities will see what we're doing here and do it for their youth and their families. We need it.
Well, you have sponsors all over the area, too, don't
all
you?
All over the world now.
Do you? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got a phone call from, an email from one of the managers at Ashley, a young lady who lives in Delaware.
And this is Ashley Furniture.
Yes, the mm-hmm. people who gave me all that beautiful furniture. Mm-hmm. They want to start a program over there, and they're going to put me in contact with her
Excellent.
For me to help them out. So this is exactly what I want to happen.
So this could spread to other cities.
Well, that's what I want.
Oh,
and you
my
know,
gosh.
People say you need money. You don't need money. You have good people behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good community here. Mm-hmm. People stand behind me. And sometimes they see me coming. Here come Mary. But you know what? They never close their door on me.
No.
Never.
No,
never.
Because it seems like it's something they can do, and they can actually feel like they're making
yes.
a contribution.
Yes.
So now every year, you have this barbecue. This year you're having it in August. August.
Oh, yeah, August 9th.
August 9th. YouthDayBarbecue.com for people.
YouthDayBarbecue.com.
That's right. And you, that's when you give the backpacks away?
I not only give backpacks, I give sneakers, clothes, toiletries, underwear they may need, anything they may need. I would have a section for books. I believe in literacy, too. Mm-hmm. I believe in reading. Mm-hmm. That expands your mind. So we have a book area. We have vendors come out from different companies. And mm-hmm. I tell them, today you won't sell nothing. You're going to give back to our youth and their family. So they come out, and we give everything you can imagine a kid would need or their family may need. I put it out to the families too, because we have to, if a family is healthy, they can help their children.
Well, and I agree wholeheartedly.
Yes, yes.
All right. So you have this barbecue each year. You and your sponsors come mm-hmm. to the barbecue mm-hmm. as well.
Oh, yes.
The kids are there.
Oh, yes.
It's before school, so they
mm-hmm.
know they've got what they need to get back mm-hmm. into school. How many backpacks did you give away last year?
We gave away 6,000. I had 1,000 left over to give different agencies
wow.
and so forth. I gave away 6,000.
And this year you're hoping
for, I'm gonna hit the 10,000.
10,000,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And now you made me a promise just before we started recording this morning. You said that you're going to get Oprah here this year.
You know, she's next.
She's next.
She's coming. She's coming.
Okay.
She's coming.
Okay,
she's
so
coming.
That's to expand your program.
Oh yes.
Oh, I
oh,
think
yes.
that would be fabulous.
Oh, yes.
And you know, Mary, I've only known you for a short time, but I believe if anybody can do that, you can.
We gonna get her.
Yeah, you're gonna get her. All right. Tell us what your wishes are for now. This is May. Tell us what your wishes are.
Now, I'm not gonna wait until like June or July for people to start helping me. We need help now.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to make this happen. I'm asking for 10,000 backpacks. I want to start my donation request now. If anybody can help me now, let's not start in June or July. Let's start it now. Let's do
all
our
right.
drive now.
Now, one of the things I also know you need is warehouse space. You need a place to keep all these. You said you have pods in your driveway?
Well, I got an open lot next to my house. I got two pods there right now.
You do.
They are completely full.
Wow.
Yesterday, like recently, and Kelly, they sent me a truckload of donations. I got nowhere to put nothing, so I need all these storage space.
You need storage space,
yes.
So maybe somebody would contribute.
Hopefully.
That would be great. Well, Mary Nelson, I'm so excited you're here. Congratulations.
Thank
but you.
You
deserve every
you.
Bit of the accolades you've received. And so, listeners, you can find that information at youthdaybarbecue.com, and that's BARBECUE.com. Phone number 403-0220, and we will put the information on our HealthLink On Air website. Mary, congratulations. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Getting happier or live better than a king on less money than you think. A few years ago, my family and I toured the Tower of London, the ancient castle with those beefeaters gin guards keeping an eye on the crown jewels. The jewels were cool, but most amazing was how the king and queen lived. Their dingy rooms were all stone, with one or two straight-backed wooden chairs, a squat wooden chest with some extra purple robes and stuff, candelabras on metal stands, a fireplace, and bed. That was it. Giant holes in the walls with no windows. The bathroom was a hole in the floor aiming out into the moat where they also tossed their garbage. Yikes! Imagine the summer breezes. No bathtubs, because they thought washing made you sick. No central heating, washer, dryer, AC, car. And they were all on the Atkins diet. All they ate was meat because Wegmans hadn't opened up yet. And they were lucky to live to 40. So this got me to thinking, how come, given that most of us live way better than lots of kings and queens and most folks who've ever lived, we're not stunningly grinning from ear to ear, happy, all the time? Well, dear listeners, this is just the kind of thing psychologists research, what makes people happy. And you guessed it, it ain't glittering jewels and gold coins. Once we're beyond poor, and by that I mean we have food, a warm place to hang out and snooze, basically don't worry about survival, money makes little difference. Except, interestingly, new research shows we do feel perkier if we spend money on other people. And despite how all those famous Hollywood royalty and People magazine are always smiling, status doesn't make us happier either. Turns out two things really relate to happiness: good friends and good health. Until recently, we thought people adjusted to almost any medical catastrophe in a couple years and were as happy as before. Not true. New research shows chronic illness and disability lead to less joy permanently. And good relationships we've known for a long time, make us chipper and live longer. So let's forget the jewels and the crown. Instead, let's stay in healthy shape, strolling around our castle grounds with our friends and spend a few bucks taking them out to lunch. We'll feel like a king or queen and live longer and happier. This is Your Royal Highness, Dr. Rich O'Neill, the Grand Nabob of Freudland. Thanks for listening. You may go on with your lives now.